Nachos Ba'ira. Now, anybody with any amount of sechel, any amount of social grace, intellect, knows that there are certain touchy topics or ideas or themes that you need to stay away from. Everybody has something that's a skeleton in the closet. You know, as a friend, as a mentor, as a teacher, as a student, as a spouse, as a child, as a parent, just stay away from it. You don't want to open up a Pandora's box of anger. And yet, we find in this week's Parsha, not once, but twice, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions or brings up the idea that he was an oral svasayim, that he had a speech impediment, which ultimately didn't allow him to be successful in conveying the idea that the Jewish people have to go. Va'ani aral svasayim is found in Perek Vav of Pasuk Yud Beis. Or ani aral svasayim is found in Perek Vav of Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Moshe l'tnei Hashem hein ani aral svasayim. Two different times, in this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu brought up that he had a speech impediment which did not allow him to convey the idea that it was time for Paro to let Klal Yisrael leave. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu have brought this up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We know in last week's Parsha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first introduced the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu being the Goel, the Redeemer of the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe and he says, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are going to be that anointed leader. You're going to be the one that will come to Paro and tell him that it's time for the Jewish people to leave. And Moshe Rabbeinu's response is, it's not going to work. I'm not the guy. Lo ish dvarim anochi. Ki kevad peh uchevad lashon anochi. I'm not the guy. I can't speak. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem Elav, Mi Sam Pe La'adam, O Mi Yosum Ileim, O Cheresh, O Pikeach, O Iver. Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you bringing up this point that you have a speech impediment? Who's the one that gives a person the ability to speak? Or the ability to hear? Or the ability to see? Or make someone not have the ability to speak. Halo Anochi Hashem, it's me Hashem. And therefore you have nothing to worry about. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gives a person the ability to speak, you don't think I'm going to protect you? You don't think I'm going to be with you? And ultimately the Pasuk says, Vayichar Av Hashem B'Moshe. When do we find the Lashon of Vayichar? Vayichar, it's HaKadosh Baruch who was angry. He was upset with Moshe. That he had the audacity to mention Ani Aral Svasayim or Chavad Peh, Chavad Lashon Anochi. And yet, in this week's Parsha again, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro, goes to Bnei Yisrael, it says that they're not listening to me. Ani Aral Svasayim. Why would he have brought that up? Any bar seichel, anyone knows. You don't do that. It's not something that's supposed to be done. And yet, he did it. Why? That's question number one. Question number two. In last week's Parsha, as we introduce the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah tells us, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, Vayikach es bas Levi. That this man went, this man from the house of Levi went, and he took bas Levi, a daughter from the house of Levi. We don't know who that is. Chazal tells us, our rabbis tell us that the ish mi beis Levi was none other than Amram, the Gadol Hador, and the bas Levi was none other than Yocheved. And ultimately they got married. But the Torah doesn't mention their names. Clearly by design, for whatever reason, the Torah didn't want us to know who they were. And there are many mefarshim that give an explanation as to why it was necessary to conceal the identities of Moshe Rabbeinu's father and his mother. But yet we find in this week's parsha, Vayikach Amram es Yocheved Dodoso Lo Leisha, that Amram took Yocheved his niece as a wife. Atelet lo es Aaron es Moshe. Born to this illustrious couple, she gave birth to Aaron and to Moshe. If the Torah is willing to share the identities of Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, why not share it in last week's Parsha? And if you're not going to show it in last week's Parsha and there are justified reasons as to not share their identities, well then why share it in this week's Parsha? Vayikach Amram es Yocheved Dodoso Lo Leisha Vatelet Lo es Aaron ves Moshe. It had to be concealed. Well, why expose their identities in this parsha? Now we know exactly who those people are. There is no ambiguity. There's nothing that's concealed. It's very clear. There's no more Ben Levi, Bas Levi. It's Amram taking Yocheved, his niece, as a wife. Vatele lo is Aaron. The Esmosha, why in last week's Parsha is the Torah very vague and speaks in concealed terms where we have to code and we need Chazal to tell us who it is. But yet in this week's Parsha, the Torah is very transparent as to the identities of Moshe and Aaron's parents. And the third and final question. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes and speaks to Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him to go to Paro Melech Mitzrayim. What happens? The Torah tells us in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bo Daber al Paro Melech Mitzrayim, that he should send Bnei Yisrael out from his land. Vayidaber Moshe Lifnei Hashem Lemor, and Moshe spoke before Hashem saying, Hein Bnei Yisrael Lo Shamu Elai, that Bnei Yisrael is not listening to me. Ve'ech yishma'eni paro, and how will paro listen? Vani aral svasai. That's Moshe Rabbeinu coming and speaking before Hashem, speaking about Bnei Yisrael not listening, and therefore neither will paro. However, in the end, the last pasuk of Perek Vav, pasuk Lamed, Moshe again says before Hashem, Ani aral svasayim, Ve'ech yishma elai paro. And how will Paro listen? Why is it that originally when Moshe Rabbeinu came and spoke to Hashem saying that Paro won't listen because Bnei Yisrael didn't listen, why is it that 15, 16, 17 psukim later, when again Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading his case before Hashem, does he not mention anything about Bnei Yisrael? All he says is, I am an Aral Swasayim, and how will Paro listen? Originally he said, Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me, how will Paro listen? But the second go around, he doesn't mention anything about Bnei Yisrael. All he says is, Ani Aral Svasayim, Ve'ech Yishma Eli Paro. Why is there no mention of Bnei Yisrael, but rather all he does is focus on Paro? In order to answer this last question, you have to go all the way back to the beginning of this parsha. The Torah tells us in the beginning of this week's parsha, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe and said to him, Ani Hashem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues and he says, Va'era El Avraham El Yitzchak El Yaakov. I appeared to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as Kel Shakai, which is another name of Hashem. We find just in these two psukim alone, in the beginning of this week's parsha, we find the name Elokim, we find the name Yudke Vavke, and we find the name Kel Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I appear to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov not in the name Yudke Vavke and not in the name Elokim, but rather in the name of Kel Shakai, that it's through the name of Kel Shakai that ultimately I will redeem Am Yisrael, I will take them out of Mitzrayim. And the obvious question that one has to ask is, what is unique, why specifically with the name Kel Shakai, spelled Shin Dalid Yud, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Bnei Yisrael out? What is unique, or what is this name that expresses or that represents chayrus, freedom, the end of bondage? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer Drash Moshe comes and tells us that the name Shakai, Shin Dalid Yud, More teaches us Rat al Hanhaga Shemanhig es Ha'olam the Omro died. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates and deals with the world with the concept of die. Die means enough. It's enough. Shebizeh Hashem Amar, with this name HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, die leha'olam, enough to the world. Meaning, b'chol zman, Dai l'koach harasha asher birtzono hoya la'abed kol ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to a Russia whose intent is to destroy the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to that Russia who's looking to destroy the world and obviously destroy Klal Yisrael. He turns to that Russia and he says, Dai, enough. The promise that Hashem gave to the Avos was that he was going to redeem Bnei Yisrael with that name. Hainu, meaning to say, Kishayavo Hazman, when the time will come, Shekoveya, that was established, which was 400 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn to the Egyptians and say, die, it's enough. You've already enslaved Klal Yisrael enough years. You've already tortured them enough. Genug shine. No longer. And Moshe continues. He says, we find this many times. That evil empires intended to destroy the world. And just suddenly, they lost. Destroyed. All the world powers of the world. The latest one, Hitler, Yimach Shemo v'Zichro, whose intent was to conquer the entire world. His intent was to destroy world Jewry. And in a flash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed him, living in infamy forever. The Egyptians were the same. The Egyptians' intent was to destroy or to conquer, to take over the entire world. The Roman Emperor as well, and Nebuchadnezzar as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem the world and befrat specifically Am Yisrael with the word die. But we see something fantastic. That the leaders of the world, the rulers, the dictators, those evil empires, whose intent is to conquer the world, they think that they are in control of their destinies. They think that they run the world. They are in control of the outcome of what world their world will look like. Though they don't have bechira. They don't have a choice. For whatever reason, they were entitled to conquer the world. They were entitled to enslave the Jewish people. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, die. It's enough. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu utters the word die, they no longer have the ability, the capability to carry out what they had intended to do. Essentially, they no longer have Bechira Chafshis. They no longer have the freedom. They no longer have free will to make choices. One might think that that concept of die, that concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling a person's free will, is a universal concept that is not only applicable to world leaders, to dictators, to tyrants who are looking to destroy the world and to conquer the world. One might think that that's applicable to all mankind. That no person truly has free will. Zuck the Rambam, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in the fifth chapter, Al Yavor b'machshava secha, a person shouldn't think, Davar zeh sha'omrim tipshe umos, a person shouldn't think what the nations of the world suggest, Shakadosh Baruch Hu gozer al ha'adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees upon man mitchilas priyaso, from the time that it was created, lios tzadiko rasha. Ein hadavar kein. A person has free will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not decree from the time that a person was born, created, whether he will be a tzaddik or a rasha. It's not true. Says the Rambam, Ela kol adam v'adam roi lios tzaddik kemoshe rabbeinu. A person has the ability of being like a tzaddik, like Moshe Rabbeinu. So indeed it's true. When it comes to Paro, Paro doesn't have free will. Which is why when Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he turns to Hashem and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Aral Svasayim. I'm an Aral Svasayim. I can't speak. Ve'ech Yishmehu Paro. How will Paro listen? There's no mention of Bnei Yisrael. He takes out Bnei Yisrael. He takes out Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu takes out Bnei Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, at this juncture, at this point in time, when he's speaking to Hashem, recognizes and realizes that Bnei Yisrael has nothing to do with God. Bnei Yisrael not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would he come and complain to God that Bnei Yisrael isn't listening? That has nothing to do with Hashem, because man is given free will. Bnei Yisrael is given the choice to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, to believe in God or not. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ani Aral Svasayim. I can't speak. He doesn't mention anything about Bnei Yisrael, but he does mention about Paro. Because Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu understood, didn't have free will. So he doesn't have free will. He can turn to Hashem, the one who is controlling his will. Kodesh Baruch is controlling the will of Paro. He says, Paro's not going to listen at Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you want him to listen, you're going to be the one who is going to control his will. You will be the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm filing a complaint against you, the one who ultimately will control whether he will listen to me. But he doesn't mention Bnei Yisrael, because ultimately he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't govern over the will of Bnei Yisrael. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Dav Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Hakol Bidei Shomayim, everything is in the hands of Hashem, Chutz Miyira Shomayim. Fear of Hashem. Bnei Yisrael is being told, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take you out. They're not listening to me. Me'avodah kasha. Mefarshim explained Avodah kasha was because of Avodah Zara. It was in the hands of Klal Yisrael to listen that God is there. God is present. That has nothing to do with God. It has to do with Bnei Yisrael taking initiative. Using their Bechira Chashis, their freedom of will. Freedom of choice, of making decisions, of becoming a tzaddik or a rasha. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he deleted Bnei Yisrael in the discussion and only focused on Paro, because that is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and exclusively HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to redeem Bnei Yisrael, through the name of Shokai Shin Dalet Yud Dai, meaning God saying, enough Paro. Now it's time to send out the Jewish people. And that is exactly the reason why this parsha, Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf, mentions the names of Amram and Yocheved. Because in last week's parsha, we spoke about it. Amram had left his wife because of the gezeira, the decree that Paro had put placed upon the Jewish boys. And Amram said, we have to separate, he told his wife. And Miriam came to her father and said, Father, what you're doing is worse than Paro. Paro is getting rid of the males. You're getting rid of the males and the females. Amram heard the complaint of his daughter. He processed the information. He used his Bechira Chofshis, his freedom of choice. He wasn't a robot. He wasn't this anonymous person that God is controlling. And that's why the Torah in this week's Parsha says, Vayikach Amram es Yocheved Dodoso. The Torah specifies the names of Moshe Rabbeinu's parents to tell us that they were human beings who were given Bechira Chofshis. So you might ask, well, why didn't it mention it in last week's Parsha? Well, the answer is obvious. Because this is the Parsha that God took away Paro's Bechira Chofshis. And a person might think that no man has Bechira Chofshis if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take away Paro's. Who's to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't taking away man's freedom to choose as well? Which is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells us that Amram, using his freedom of choice, his ability to make his own decisions, because God gave man the ability to do that, the Torah enunciates and specifies, Vayikach Amram es Yocheved Dodoso lo Leisha. He had taken Miriam's argument. He calculated her words. And ultimately, he made a decision that he made. And that is precisely why Bnei Yisrael, or why it is that Moshe Rabbeinu comes and mentions again Ani Aral Svasayim. Ani Aral Svasayim, if you look at the words, he's exercising his choice. He's dictating his own terms. He was showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has the ability of making a decision. So yes, indeed. Why bring it up if it was already discussed? The answer is because he's able to. He has Bechira. He has the ability to. And very interestingly, if you look at the words Ani Aral Svasayim in the Pasuk, above the word Svasayim is a katon, a kaf katon. Katon means small. The Torah, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Dav Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Gemara refers to Moshe Rabbeinu's Yiras Hashem, meaning his ability of using his own Bechira to Hashem. The Gemara refers to it as a milsa zutrasahi, It's something small. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he has the ability of challenging the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, he claps, takes his gavel and says, this is the Gzar Din. Klal Yisrael will be forever destroyed. Moshe Rabbeinu, leave me alone. I don't want to hear another word, as we find in Maseches Brachos in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stop talking, leave me. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he has the authority of making demands and saying things that will even make HaKadosh Baruch Hu incredulous, upset at him. That's called tefillah. That's the power of davening. That's us being given the right to go before God and act brazen and be a mechutzah. We can demand things. Chana demanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she should have a child. Moshe Rabbeinu has the right because he has bechira to demand and to make God upset, to make him angry. So yes, indeed, God was upset. Why did he bring it up? God told him not to. He can do it because he's allowed to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu knows that, unlike Pyro, that no longer has a choice. He's a world leader that God told him, die, it's enough. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch, you can be upset at me. You can shoot me down. You can throw me into a dungeon. You tell me I'm not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, and I'm still going to daven. I'm still going to speak. That's the koach habechira. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us the opportunity, the ability to make our own choices. So yes, initially he mentioned Bnei Yisrael with Paro. Then the Torah goes on. We learn about Amram and Yocheved. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that that was only exclusive to Paro. God takes away Bnei Yisrael's Bechira, or God takes away Paro's Bechira, not Bnei Yisrael. And at the end, he doesn't even mention Bnei Yisrael, because he realized and recognized, what does Bnei Yisrael have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have control over their Bechira, whether they decide to listen. Instead, he exclusively focused on Paro. We have the ability of changing the course of nature. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us the koach of tefillah, the koach of mitzvos. Once we were given the Torah HaKadosha, we have the ability of impacting the world positively, or chalila, in a negative way. Let us utilize super, super talents that God has given us to serve Him, to better the world, to bring the Geula, the Mashiach, to ensure that people are healthy, to ensure that people have Parnasa, their Shiduchim. We have the power of making demands upon Hashem. And even if He's upset at us, we can continue to go forth, as we learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu.